What does music mean? Here I'm still asking that question, and my answers haven't changed very much, but I think I can now present a more mature formulation of them, particularly since I have a more mature audience to tell it to. As concretely as possible, this is it. Music has intrinsic meanings of its own, which are not to be confused with specific feelings or moods, and certainly not with pictorial impressions or stories. The kind of order and harmony that is manifest in music is not static and unchanging, but rather a dynamic process that achieves balance through struggle. Bernstein explains that struggle in terms of ambiguity and cites the example of Mozart's 40th Symphony. He says, "It is a curious thing, and a crucial one, that through this perfect combination of opposites, chromaticism and diatonicism, there is distilled the essence of ambiguity." Now, this word ambiguity may seem the most unlikely word to use in speaking of a Golden Age composer, a master of clarity and precision. But ambiguity has always inhabited musical art, indeed all the arts, because it is one of art's most potent aesthetic functions. The attention to pure form in music and the other arts that became so important in the 20th century is a strong endorsement of the Platonic and Aristotelian emphasis on the importance of essences in the arts. Bernstein contrasted the forms present in music with the kinds of content that sometimes intrude on pure essences. For example, in Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, the Pastorale, certain notes are meant to be associated in the listener's mind with certain images, such as merry peasants, brooks, and birds. Bernstein urges us to try to listen to that work not as representative of such content, but rather as the play of pure forms, detached from such extrinsic meanings. Even though that kind of program music does exist, and in spite of the popularity of songs that tell stories about lives and loves, Bernstein affirms that what is essential in music is its form, its intrinsic meaning. He puts it this way.